It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
And we are glad to be talking sports again with you right here on Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton, and of course, this show always underwritten by the Catholic Athletes for Christ. But this week, we have a new underwriter. Please welcome New Day Network as an underwriter here for Catholic Sports Weekly. It's a faith-based addiction counseling center located on the northwest side of Indianapolis. For more information on New Day Network, go to their website, newdaynetwork.org. Well, a lot going on in the world of sports. Of course, as we said, it's kind of wrapping up the football portion. High school football is completely over. The Colts are still playing, if you want to call it that. But you know what? They've officially now guaranteed a losing season with their loss this last week to Jacksonville. It is their ninth loss of the season, which means if they win them all, the best they can be is 7-9. So I think that's the first time under Chuck Pagano that they've been guaranteed a losing season. So I hate it for Chuck. I really like Chuck. I know a lot of people, the buzzards are circling on his career in Indianapolis, and I hate to see that because I really like Chuck. But I also want the Colts to be successful, and it's great for the city of Indianapolis when the Colts are good. One positive I wanted to pull out of this last week, Frank Gore, the running back, the veteran, the future Hall of Famer. If you were watching closely enough, you saw where he passed two more guys with his rushing yardage total in his career. He's now, one of the guys he passed was one of his heroes, a guy named LaDainian Tomlinson, used to play for the Chargers. He's a Hall of Famer. And now Frank Gore is in the top five all time of the rushing kings of the NFL. And this week, Frank was talking about that honor.
You know, it's a blessing. I respect all the guys who I passed, especially the one today, LT. You know, I remember when I first came in the league, and I was in San Fran, and my rookie year, and we played against him in the preseason. I was like a little kid when I met him, man. I respect the way he played the game. And he was one of my top five who I liked it as a player.
That's Frank Gore of your Indianapolis Colts, and congratulations on passing LT and others as he marches up that list on the all-time rushing king list. College football, you saw where the Championship Four is set, and a lot of Ohio State fans are pretty upset, aren't you? Well, Championship Four, it's Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama. That means the national champion will come from that group of teams. The games, Clemson will play Alabama in the Sugar Bowl on January 1st, Oklahoma will meet Georgia in the Rose Bowl, and then the winners will meet January 8th in Atlanta for the national championship game. Notre Dame fans, a road trip, I think you've got an opportunity. They're going to Orlando. The Irish going to the Citrus Bowl. They will close the season in Orlando, Florida. That game also on January 1st. So the Irish ranked 14th in the pre-bowl rankings. That's a lot of other schools are saying, oh, wait a minute, why does Notre Dame get to go on a January 1st game in Orlando, one of the top bowls? Well, it's because they're Notre Dame, folks. And because a lot of people are very interested in the Irish, they will take on LSU. So this is another big battle for Brian Kelly's team as Notre Dame takes on one of the powerhouses from the SEC. And Brian Kelly in his press conference this week talked about the honor of the Irish going to the Citrus Bowl.
I'm just really proud of our football team to be rewarded to play in the Citrus Bowl, you know, one of the older, most prestigious games on New Year's Day on national television. We're really super excited. And then to play LSU, you know, another nationally ranked team, that'll give us our seventh nationally ranked team to play on this schedule. You don't need much motivation for your football team. Our guys are pretty motivated. They know, what's in front of them in terms of playing LSU. So, again, I'm really proud of our staff, our players, and, to be put in this position on New Year's Day, really excited for the accomplishment of our football team. So the first practice will be Saturday after the Echoes. We'll go Saturday and Sunday. Then we'll navigate through finals. and begin with our scouting report the following week. Probably get about 2 weeks of LSU. So try to duplicate a week of LSU up here before we break and send our players home on the 22nd. We'll send them home on the 22nd. So they'll fly out of here on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and then they'll have to report to the bowl site on the 26th. So from our perspective, it's great that we can get some work in here and then get a break for our players during Christmas so they can spend Christmas home with the family and then meet back up at the bowl site. So it really... You know, playing on New Year's Day really is good for our football team.
Brian, when Jalen Smith had his injury in the Fiesta Bowl a couple years ago, there was a thought that people would start to skip bowl games because of their NFL future. Do you have anybody that would fall into that category this bowl cycle?
Nobody has approached me about it. I met with all my captains today, and none of them gave me any indication that that would be the case. We'll deal with any individual situations if they arise. But nobody has approached me about it. Again, I met with the captains today and asked if that was the case, and that wasn't the case today. But we'll proceed as if everybody's going to play. And if there are any individual cases that need to be dealt with, we'll support our players 100%.
And what do you feel like you can accomplish with Brandon in terms of getting him in a good place for this bowl game against a really good pass defense?
Very good pass defense. You're going to get man. Dave Aranda is a very good defensive coordinator. It's timing. It's really about getting into a consistency of rhythm and throwing the ball on time. And we're going to have to, go to work on that over the next couple of weeks and get into, some form of consistency in the passing game that allows us, a little bit more success in throwing the football. I know Brandon will do whatever's necessary to get to that end.
Coach, when you look at kind of these standalone bowl games, meaning like non-playoff games, do you kind of view this as sort of a cap on this season, a sort of building block for next season, or a little bit of both?
I think it's more about this season, really. I think when you really get down to it, you get a few days where you can get some of the younger players a glimpse towards next year. I think it's a cap on this season. It's a quest to be special in a sense of getting to 10 wins. And that's really going to be on the backs of the guys that got you to where you are. So if you were to break it up in terms of how the pie would look, I still think this is about, getting your team, ready and prepared, for, a 13th game. Along the way, if you can accomplish a couple of other things and get a glimpse of some other players that haven't gotten a lot of work, you certainly do that, but you don't have a ton of time to do that either.
When you look at this LSU team, how much work have you guys had a chance to kind of get to look at it, other than just superficial look at it?
I really haven't had much, but I know LSU. I know the type of athlete that they have on their football team. Darren Geis is another version of Leonard Fournette in the sense that power, speed, he's not obviously as big, but has the power, speed. Their front seven is going to look like a Georgia SEC team. I mean, this is going to be an SEC Georgia-type football team. I think their scheme is a little bit different than when we played them in 14 in terms of what they do offensively. I think Matt Canada has opened up their offense a little bit. So I think you'll see that as being a little bit different than maybe what we saw in 14. But I think you're going to see, the kind of athletes that we expect to see that we saw in 14.
Yeah, they will be good athletes as the Notre Dame Fighting Irish take on LSU in the Citrus Bowl. That was their coach, coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Brian Kelly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, another great coach, Todd Licklider, joins us here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Underwriting is provided by New Day Addiction Counseling Center in Indianapolis, offering faith-based programs, personalized counseling, and treatment aimed to help people experience lifelong transformation. Their team of licensed professionals and ordained clergy are dedicated to leading people out of the grip of addiction and into a lifestyle which reflects a positive spiritual new life. Information is available at 317-291-1967 or at newdaynetwork.org.
Hi, this is Archbishop Charles Thompson of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. There are thousands of cities all over this country, but by far the majority of them are not served by a Catholic radio station. In this area, we are fortunate to have three stations. They are a great way for each of us to learn more about our faith and for non-Catholics to discover the beauty of our Catholic Church. Please pray for this station, and if you can, please support it financially.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton, this show underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ and the New Day Network. So let's say hi to a good friend of mine and a guy that everybody knows his name, Coach Todd Licklider. Coach is going to be a regular contributor here on this show, which I love because I like to dig into your mind, Coach, and just talk basketball with you. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Good to have you on.
Will, it's a pleasure. I always enjoy spending time with you and talking about sports, and most specifically basketball, of course, because that's the one area that I've kind of spent time studying. The other sports, I just enjoy.
Well, do you have any grandkids playing any sports yet?
I don't. Okay. My oldest granddaughter is six.
Okay.
And then I've got two grandsons. They're 3 and 6 months. So
pretty soon you'll be chasing that all over the place.
I just enjoy being out in the yard with them, doing t-ball or kicking a soccer ball. The 3-year-old loves to do that sort of thing, and I don't know what they'll do, but the travel stuff almost gets to be, to the point where you're spending all your time in a car. So
yeah,
I hope he just plays around here and I get to see him, or both of them, all of them, if the girls want to do it too. I've got three granddaughters too. So
yeah,
whatever they do, I'll be there.
You'll
right.
be there. We're talking with Todd Licklider, former head coach at Butler University basketball, also at Marion University, and now you're currently a scout for the Boston Celtics. Tell me about your new role and what you're doing with the Celtics.
Well, it's been really interesting. It's not something that I ever thought about, and it's actually on the personnel side,
mm-hmm.
so it's off the court, which I think is it's helped me grow as far as my evaluation skills and that sort of thing, but it's also given me an opportunity to study the NBA game a little bit. So as everybody knows, Brad Stevens and I worked together at Butler, and when he got the Celtics job, I was at Marion, which I really enjoyed. I've talked to you about that. We just had some great kids there. I really enjoyed those young men. And so I was doing that, and Brad talked to me about the scouting, and it didn't materialize. And then a couple of years later, came back, and they were going to add a Midwest scout and a West Coast scout, and wanted to know if I'd be interested. And of course, I did want to, and so I was offered the position. And now I'm all my scouting is basically driving, but being in Indianapolis, I get to see a lot of good basketball. Within a couple hours of drive, I've actually got 6 conferences, and then some extra games as well. And what you do is you go and you watch, and what I do is report back to my supervisor, which is Austin Ainge, Danny Ainge's son. He's a great guy, and just tell him what I saw.
That's neat. I mean, so you're looking at college players. Do you ever go down and look at any high school? Are you looking at
you're
AAU
not
really, and
you're
stuff?
Not allowed to, okay. You're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to go to high school games or anything. Of course, you know, because you're not evaluating them.
Yeah.
And so what I do though is I'll go to a Pacer game. I'll go to a Mad Ants game. And now you've got some comparisons as far as guys who are in the pros with the college guys you're looking at.
Okay.
And that's been helpful. And I've really enjoyed the Mad Ants. I think the G League is got a great future, and I think it serves a terrific purpose. And so that's been kind of a new experience and one that I've enjoyed. And one of the things that people probably don't realize is that you get to the games quite early, like a NBA game. A scout will go 2.5 hours early, so we can watch them work out. I love to watch guys work out, see their approach, and that sort of thing. And then Mad Ants the same way. College games, we'll get there 1.5 hours early. Usually, it's when the doors open, and you'll watch guys go through their pregame workout.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch when you're watching a kid warm up? Before the game, are you kind of looking at what their personal work ethic is, or how they interact with the coaches, or a little bit of everything, or what?
You're right. Yeah, you've been you know how this works, don't you? You've mm-hmm. been involved with sports. I watch everything, and I just really enjoy watching the coaches interact and the different emphasis that they have and how they work with young people and so on. And sometimes you'll see a defensive emphasis from a team, and that's one of the things that, and I've told my supervisors this, that I realize I'm personnel, but I've been involved with the game my whole life and been coaching, so I can't just remove that aspect from it. So I'm watching teams too. I love to go to practices. I love to see what they're doing and how they interact and how they emphasize what's most important in their program. So I really get a terrific experience, to be honest with you, Will.
Talking with Todd Lickletter, now a scout with the Boston Celtics. Of course, you were part of the whole kind of the architect, along with Barry Collier and Thad Matta, of what we now call the Butler Way. maybe that goes back to Hinkle. I'm not sure, but it seemed like it really took on another resurgence with Collier and Mata and Licklider, and that whole that era right there. Help me understand, when people say the Butler Way, what do you think it is? What do you see it as?
That's pretty broad.
I bet,
and it's hard to define it in a few sentences or less, but I think of sincerity, that the people at Butler are very honest and sincere, and that goes from the president to the professors to the counselors to everybody. And I'm fortunate. I was able to spend my junior and senior year at Butler and graduated from Butler. So I felt like at that point, back in the 70s, there was the environment that you're looking for as a true student athlete, and so Butler has, to me, it was an easy sell, because I felt like that you could sincerely tell a young person that they were going to have to do their part, but they were going to be able to earn a distinguished degree. And you were going to get the support of all the people on campus, and you were also going to get their expectation from you as to that you would give your best effort and that you would grow as an individual while you're at Butler. There's so many positives, and I feel like I work for great administrators and great people at Butler that truly believed in what we were selling. And that experience of the student athlete, and so it was. I guess the Butler Way, like I say, is the idea that there's something bigger than yourself, You're going to give back. You're going to get self-satisfaction from helping others. You're going to be a part of an institution that is very genuine, very sincere, and you're going to grow while the people around you are going to grow from the experience. And so, in a nutshell, I think it's just what college athletics should be about.
Mm-hmm. I know on this show, on Catholic Sports Weekly, we talk a lot about faith and leadership and how they are intertwined. And I think a lot of that goes back to, you know, the greatest commandment of love God with all your heart, soul, and love others and take care of other people. And I've known you a long time, and that's kind of who you are. You take care of other people almost sometimes more than you take care of yourself. and that's a good thing, Coach. But do you kind of see that that's what it is? And if people and more people would just take care of each other and love your neighbor, that's a lot about what that philosophy is, isn't it?
That's very well put, Will. And it's not always easy. I mean, we, you know, obviously all of us have a tendency to I can speak to myself anyway, I have a tendency towards selfishness, but you try to help others. They say that until you teach, success is measured on your growth. After you teach, it's measured on the growth of others. And so you're hoping that you're helping those individuals in your under your care, under your instruction, to grow up, to have a civic virtue, to be a positive contributor. And we learn those through all the challenges that we have. And I think as what speaks to me a lot, there's a verse, Psalm 90, verse 12, where it says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And what that says to me is that this life is temporal, and we are to prepare, we're to have an eternal vision. So how we treat people, what we leave behind, those individuals that teach the next group, and so on, is very important. And so it's not just about all I can get in this life. It's about, I mentioned before, being sincere, being genuine, being authentic, being honest, doing the right thing. Those things are, they seem very basic, but, you know, it's having that, I think, eternal vision that drives your decisions and what you do and makes what is right evident to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Todd Lickletter, you're a great man, and you're a great you're a great teacher, and what you said there is right on point with what we're trying to do here on this show. And I'm looking forward to having you on as a regular contributor, maybe every couple of weeks. Will you come back maybe every couple of weeks?
It would be absolutely, it'd be an honor and a pleasure.
We are going to.
Anything you're doing, Will, and that I get an opportunity to be a part of, you can sign me up.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you. We are going to look in the coming weeks a little closer, maybe some of the college teams around here. We've got about a minute here or less. Give me a quick Friday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James come to take on the Indiana Pacers. And first of all, wow, the Pacers, I love what they're doing. The atmosphere, the excitement of around that team is great right now. But what about this game, Pacers-Cavs on Friday night?
Well, you got two teams that are playing really well and right now. And I got to be honest, I follow Boston a lot closer than, you know, like I watched last night. I follow them. I like, you know, watching them. So I don't follow the other teams quite as much. But those two teams, Cleveland and Indiana, obviously being in the East and seeing and being close and watching, it's really interesting what they do and the way they do things. And I just heard of talking about the second unit with Wade and Korver, how good they are right now with Cleveland and how that support that LeBron has, even coming off the bench, is really important. And I think those things are fun, the dynamics to look at. And then you look at the moves that the Pacers made and the energy and enthusiasm that is generated has been you know, that's been a fun thing to to watch here in the city for all of us, I think. So should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's
key. I think it'll be a really good game.
All right. Well, Todd, thank you so very much, and looking forward to talking to you here in a couple of weeks here on Catholic Sports Weekly, and enjoy what you do and keep being who you are.
Thanks a lot, Will.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That's Todd Licklider. We're going to take a break. We're right back to close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Underwriting is provided by New Day Addiction Counseling Center in Indianapolis, offering faith-based programs, personalized counseling, and treatment aimed to help people experience lifelong transformation. Their team of licensed professionals and ordained clergy are dedicated to leading people out of the grip of addiction and into a lifestyle which reflects a positive spiritual new life. Information is available at 317-291-1967 or at newdaynetwork.org.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. Again, big thank you to Coach Todd Licklider. Going to enjoy kind of picking his brain and talking basketball over the run of this show here on Catholic Radio Indy. Hey, boys, basketball, a couple of things you want. Just looking ahead to this week, on Saturday night, Garin Catholic hosts Muncie Central. Muncie Central, now coached by Chandler Thompson. Of course, the Bearcats have won 8 state championships, and so that'll be a pretty good game to get to if you can get in. Garin Catholic, Muncie Central on Saturday the 9th. Also, Brebeuf plays at Cathedral. That one also Saturday night. That's a 7:30 game. You might want to go see that one. Or a couple other games of interest, maybe. Roncalli, they host Lafayette Central Catholic, and Cecina hosts Covenant Christian. All those games on Saturday, December 9th, this Saturday. Well, that'll do it for us. Hope you're doing well this Advent season. Enjoy your family and keep listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. Thank you and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.